I lay me down, grimly reluctant to drift off into the land of nightmare, but I did not stay awake long. I was too exhausted, physically and emotionally. The last thing I saw was Narayan squatting there, staring into the flames. Much to think on, Narayan. Much to think on now. There were no dreams that night, but there was sickness aplenty in the morning. I threw up till there was nothing left but bile. Chapter 66. The imp drifted away from the grove. The woman had not been hard to find, though that had taken longer than he had hoped. Now for the man. Nothing. For a long, long time, not a trace. He was not in Taglios. A frantic search produced nothing. Logic suggested he would search for his woman. He would not know her present whereabouts, so he would head toward her last known location. He was not at the ford. There was no sign he had visited Goja. Therefore, he had not. They would be talking about it still, as they were talking about him still, in Taglios. No croaker. But a whole horde was headed for the ford, descending from the city. The woman had just missed meeting them headed north. A stroke of luck, that. But there was no way to keep her from learning he was alive. Not in the long run. The prime mission was to keep them apart, anyway. Was he amongst that mob? Couldn't be. Their talk would have pointed him out. The imp resumed his quest. If the man had not crossed at Goja and was not amongst the horde, then he would cross the river elsewhere. Sneaking. He visited Vedna Bota last because it seemed the least likely crossing. He expected to find nothing there. Nothing was what he found. But this was a significant nothing. A company of archers was supposed to be stationed there. He tracked those archers and found his man. He had to make a decision. Run to his mistress, which would take time because he would have to find her, or take steps on his own. He chose the latter, of course. The rainy season was fast approaching. It might do his job for him. They could not get together if they could not cross the river. Amidst a moonless night, the growing Goja Bridge collapsed. Most of its timber work washed away. The engineers could not figure out what went wrong. They understood only that it was too late to rebuild this year. Any Taglian forces not back across before the waters rose would spend half a year on the Shadowlander side. Satisfied, the imp went looking for his mistress. Chapter 67. The archers halted in sight of the Taglian main camp.
"We're safe now," Croaker told the prince. "Let's make a proper entrance."
Cavalry had found them 2 days earlier, 40 miles north. Horsemen had visited regularly since yesterday. The archers had kept their mouths shut admirably. Willow Swan had led one patrol. He had not recognized anyone. Croaker had had the captains borrow horses. The archers' transport consisted only of mules enough to carry what the soldiers themselves could not. 2 mounts had arrived an hour ago, saddled. The prince dressed up as a prince. Croaker donned what he called his work clothes, a warlord's outfit given him back when he had been every Taglian's hero. He had not taken it along when he had gone south the first time. He dug out the company standard and reassembled it.